Hi there, welcome to the Freedom and Peace audiobook. My name's Nick Good, and I'm going to be guiding you through this process, this experience. And I'm sure you wouldn't have bought this thing if you weren't very keen to get on with it. So without further ado, let us begin. So this path, this process, this experience is essentially very, very simple. What I'm going to do here in this very simple audio file is to present to you a possibility of understanding. And so this information, this understanding, this knowledge I'm going to share with you is going to enlighten you. It's going to lighten your mind, illuminate your mind, and allow yourself to experience a reorganization of your mind. Now, another name for the mind is the psyche, okay? The psyche is the soul. The soul isn't only mind, it also involves a mixture of mind and feelings. These feelings are not your emotions, but they are the substance from which your emotional experience is derived. Let me just explain that in another way. If we can consider the ocean, let's consider the ocean, and within the ocean we have the waves, yeah? I'm a surfer, I love to ride waves. So these waves are your emotions, and the ocean is your feelings. Okay, so you can have deep feelings, subtle feelings, tender feelings, hard feelings, hurt feelings, and you can have all kinds of emotional waves, you see. So your psyche doesn't require emotion in order for it to be full and complete, but it does require feelings and mind. Similarly, mind, we could say mind, is like the ocean again, except the waves in this case are the thoughts, you see? So these are just analogies, these are just metaphors, these are just images to help you understand the relative difference between your thoughts and your mind and your feelings and your emotions, okay? Psyche, soul, is full of feelings and mind, all right? Now, all you have to do is to calm your mind and feelings, calm your mind and feelings, and allow yourself to be. Okay, we very often hear this term, you know, being versus doing, or to be or not to be, and all of these things, you know, these philosophical pointers towards greatness, towards spiritual greatness, the spiritual path. What I'm attempting to do here is to demystify that path. I'm attempting to demystify it and explain it to you in a very, very simple and very practical way so that you can understand, wow, I can do this. This is very, very, very natural for me to do. In fact, it's quite easy. So let's continue. So I just want to reiterate what I just said. The spiritual path, the path, the process, the experience of moving from where you are today, which might be a somewhat disturbed mind, somewhat disturbed feelings, into deep, 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 deep peace, is a simple calming and integrating process of the content of your psyche, the content of your soul. I'm going to use those two words, soul and psyche, psyche and soul, interchangeably throughout this audio file. So everything I say, everything I share, everything I encourage you to try is all about the experience. That wonderful quote from Patabi Joyce, the one of the proponents of Ashtanga Yoga. Yoga is 99% practice, 1% theory. Well, yoga is communion with God, communion with the essence of life, the spirit of life. And this is what this audio file is all about, to allow you to experience that communion. Now, other words we're going to be using throughout this audio file is words like spirit, energy, God, and we need to be able to understand what these various diverse terms relate to, and how what they relate to is relevant to you now, here and now, in this world, with dealing with whatever you're dealing with, and moving forward deeper into a greater experience of yourself, so that your life process becomes less and less and less a struggle, and more and more and more of a magical journey, a graceful journey, where you realize that life itself is actually extremely benevolent and actually wants you to do well and wants to support you and is capable of providing you with a bridge from where you are now to wherever you want to go. And although that bridge might be somewhat challenging in some respects, it's a bridge nevertheless. So let's clarify a few more terms. The most important term I think I'm going to be using is the word divinity, the divine. What I'm referring to here is the invisible substance of life that is common to all things, all places, all spaces. That means that if we break you down into your physical body, your cells, and we break your cells down into subatomic particles, and we do the same thing with everything and everyone in the world, everything you can see, all the trees, all the birds, all the people, even the politicians, everybody. If we break them all down, everything down to the subatomic level, there's an invisible intelligence in there that is common to all of it. Now, that invisible intelligence is what's often referred to as the spirit of life, or the great spirit, as the Native American Indians like to say. God, it's referred to as God. Many, many, many traditions refer to it as God. Now, this oneness, this singularity, you sometimes hear it referred to as the universe. Yeah? Well, let's just clarify that. That's a favorite term from sort of the New Age realm. The universe, there are billions and billions and billions of universes within this cosmos. This cosmos is made of this invisible intelligence at its very basic core level, okay? Now, this basic intelligence knows what it's doing. It is the invisible substance of life itself. Intelligent and, can I say the magic word? Loving. It loves its expressions. It loves its manifestations. That doesn't mean it won't destroy its manifestations. In other words, transform the forms, destroy the forms, so that itself, that invisible intelligence within it, can express itself in a less dense form. And this process of the destruction of forms goes hand in hand with what you're experiencing, which we can call the evolution of consciousness. Okay, so let's just rewind and recap again. You, as the person listening to this, you are convinced, I'm sure, that you are this physical body and you are this person running around in this world doing all these things. But in actual fact, the truth of it is that you, in fact, are the consciousness that is witnessing everything. And your physical body is a vehicle for you to express through and enjoy this life, this particular aspect of life, this particular part of this particular universe where life is manifesting in this particular way. You're here to enjoy and experience this aspect of your of reality as an adventure. It's a great mystery that is being revealed in you. And the wonderful thing about it, and this is coming from St. Paul in one of his books in the Bible, is that this mystery is a mystery of love, which is revealed in us. And this is what Jesus came to teach and embody, this great love, which I'm going to be talking more and more and more and more about as we go on, because the love subject and the love theme and the love feeling is what it's all about. So if you want to walk successfully and swiftly and as efficiently as possible this path into deeper and deeper levels of freedom and peace, then you have to walk it with love. Okay? And if you do, if your words, your thoughts, and your actions are love-filled, energized with love, motivated by love, inspired by love, guided by love, and you are expressing love in your thoughts and words and actions, then you will be in tune, in harmony with the spirit of life, the divinity that is the substance, invisible substance of life, and the divinity that exists within you. So as you, the person, the personality, become more and more and more and more love-inspired, you will naturally become more divine. And you will naturally express the divine aspect of yourself, which is that deeper, invisible part of you. Okay? So this is very, 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 very simple, what I'm sharing with you now. So let's just recap everything that I've just said. Here you are, listening to this audio file. You're a person within a reality. We've heard this reality is a matrix. All right? What does that mean? Well, it means it has certain parameters, guidelines, rules, laws, right? And it is, let's say, governed by, on the physical level, by some scary aspects. Governments are scary. They like wars. They like to create kind of like a slave society where everyone's running around working their asses off, paying the government money so they can keep their wars going. They like they're very, very, very invested in the material realm. They like to go to other people's countries and take their resources. I'm talking about Western governments here that dominate the physical material world. This is the matrix on the surface. You, as a person, interface with the matrix through your mind, your feelings, on an invisible level. This mind you have and these feelings you experience are your psyche, which is your soul. The matrix is designed It's a virtual reality, an interactive reality whereby it responds to the configuration of your psyche, the organization of your psyche, the pattern of your psyche, the vibrational content of your psyche. It responds to that. And this is where we get the notion of karma from. The notion of karma, very basically, very simply, is souls are experiencing life in the matrix through a projected physical form. So here I am talking into this recording device as Nick Gerd, which is a projected physical form. It's not who I am, because who I am is this divinity that is doing the projection. The projection is looks like it does, and behaves like it does according to the pattern in the psyche. It's like a blueprint, a template. Spirit, the divinity, the divine, is like the energy, like electricity that flows through the template, flows through the pattern, flows through the blueprint, and animates the projection, the physical form. So I can move around, I can run around according to how much spirit I have flowing through me, which is how alive I actually am. If I, Nick Gerd, am living my life in a harmonious way, in terms of the way I think, the way I speak, the way I act, and therefore the way I feel, if I'm in harmony with the nature of my inner nature, the nature of life, the nature of this spiritual presence within me, the nature of my divinity, i.e. if my thoughts, words and actions are love-filled, love-inspired, love-oriented, love-guided, then the form can have a wonderful, magical experience in this matrix. Absolutely wonderful. And it can transcend the limitations of the physical material world. And this is one of the great images of this is Jesus walking on the water, and Jesus raising the dead, and Jesus healing the sick. We accomplish seemingly miraculous things when we come into tune. This is often referred to in spiritual paths as at-one-ment or atonement. A Course in Miracles talks about the atonement all the time. And the atonement, which is merging with the divine within you in stillness, tender receptivity, and peaceful receptivity, which is, again, organizing your psyche, organizing your mind and feelings to be harmonious, allowing the flow to flow. So the pattern in your mind and the vibrational pattern of your feelings, the pattern of your thoughts, and the pattern of your feelings and emotions stabilize and become so peaceful and so receptive that there is a synchronization between your psyche and this invisible divinity within you. These two things match up like a key going into a lock. It's a perfect fit. You can't unlock a door with the wrong key. You can have all the keys in the world, millions and millions and millions and millions of keys, but none of them will open the door except that one single key. And it's exactly the same with your psyche. Exactly the same. Now, this is a very simple thing I'm telling you here, and it's a very easy thing to experience. And the consequences of experiencing it are the thing that makes life a little challenging at first when you're on this spiritual path, and impossible if you're not. Okay? Life is very, very difficult and painful for most everyone in the matrix. Why? Because they're not using the right key. And even if they do find the key momentarily, they're not using it enough, and they're not using it in a way that allows them to use it all day, every day, in their daily lives. They might use it for, 20 minutes in the evening if they get time, or once a week if they get time. But what I'm sharing with you today is something that you can use every day, all day. Okay? And this is a very, very, very wonderful thing. So, quick recap, and then we're going to have a little break. I'm going to press the pause button on this audio file, and you can just drop into a little silent contemplation about what I said, and then we'll start the next track. Okay? So, recapping. There is an invisible intelligence in this life that is the spirit of life, that is God, that is this oneness, this singularity, from which all things emerge. That includes universes, cosmoses, worlds, gods, so-called gods, creator gods, creator sons, aliens, extraterrestrials, animals, people. Everything emerges from this place, no matter what, period. Your mission, simply, is to allow yourself to experience this invisible singularity. The very simple way to do that, and the only way to do that, is to come into harmony with it. There's only one law in life, sometimes referred to as the law of one. It is the law of harmony, and that very simply is the law of love. There's only one guideline for life that's really worth anything at all, and that is love, to love, to be love. This is very naturally becoming at one with life. As you reorganize consciously, that means you have to do it. It's a proactive movement that you have to engage in. That means 24/7 you are responsible for what you think and what you feel. And this is the critical juncture. This is the critical nexus point, the axis upon which all of this success or failure is hinged. And that translates to pain and suffering, or freedom and peace. What I'm saying is, if you can do it over and over and over and over and over again within yourself, then you will experience the freedom and peace that you're yearning for. And life will become a super magical, easy, grace-filled, wonderful experience, no matter what, period.